The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Thursday, the third week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth and Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. During the course of his public ministry, some of the opponents of Jesus spread fake news about him, about his identity and his mission. Many of these criticisms seem to be an example of projection, of ascribing to Jesus what that of which his accusers are themselves guilty. And on this occasion, recorded in Luke chapter 11, some people, probably a group of scribes from Jerusalem, we know this because in St. Mark's account of this event, they're identified as the scribes, say that Jesus is an instrument of the devil. The gospel says, Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. And of course, that last comment was made by the scribes. We have to ask ourselves, were they jealous? Did they resent Jesus' closeness to God? Did they begrudge the Lord the popularity he was engendering? Were they cynical? I think maybe a little bit of everything. But above all, their reaction shows not only lack of faith, but a willful blindness to the working of God. How could they not delight in the deliverance of a possessed person from the power of the devil? How could they not delight when someone is healed? When a person is blind to what is good, to what is holy, really what a sad state their soul must be in. Elsewhere in the gospel, in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says, if then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Well, there was real darkness in the souls of these scribes. It clouded their minds so that they could not connect the dots and see the truth. So Jesus sets them straight. Again, returning to Luke chapter 11. Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. On the one hand, Jesus acknowledges the power of the devil to dominate a person even to the point of possession. He also acknowledges the devil has a kingdom, a society that he controls and he wants to extend. The entry fee is sin, and the VIP room is hell. Knowing that, who could really want to choose the devil's kingdom over God's kingdom? And yet it happens over and over. It happens even in our own lives. One of the remedies for this possibility is to overcome spiritual blindness. That is, to awaken to the will of God for our lives, for his purpose, for his direction. One of the ways of avoiding the spiritual blindness of the scribes is to get into the habit of making a good examination of conscience each day. It doesn't take very long, only a few minutes. And it's a good way to begin to see how God is working in our life. We can undertake this practice by, first of all, seeing it as an act of prayer. And to ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to see about my life today? How do you judge it? And then to ask ourselves three questions. Where did I sin today? How has God blessed me today? And how can I do better tomorrow? Then make a good act of contrition and a small concrete resolution to guide our actions on the following day. Maybe something oriented to deepening a particular virtue or growing in the habit of prayer, or resolving to make some small act of self-denial. Little by little, we will acquire light, and it will illuminate our minds and hearts, casting out darkness and clarifying our path to God. God bless you.